every night in my room, and my head still tilts to the moon. Every night in my room, and my head still tilts to the moon. Every night in my room, and my head still tilts to the moon. I ask God why you still don't like me. The moon still shines on my tomb like nightly. A self-portrait from the boy from the D, and that's tattooed right below the navel on my briefs. And as of late, I've been in love with the image that I gotta satisfy the only people that I'm missing. And that's 14 names all stuck in my head. And that's 8 day ones while I still wet the bed. And that's hardships found only answered by the bottle. And that's suicide, genocide, all. Tears still falling while the river keeps flowing. And her last name now, good riddance, she eloping. I feel utopia is here, and if George Orwell seen it all through the fear, and if Rembrandt strokes the division seem clear, and if Africa was life would the sky seem clear, would the words that I scroll only live through the screen, would the tales that I tell only dance in your dreams. The sage still burns cause the urn's still close, kids doing drugs while the school sell hope. Sell hope, sell me dope. Still tilts to the moon. Every night in my room, and my head still tilts to the moon. Every night in my room, and my head still tilts to the moon. Every night in my room, and my head still tilts to the moon. To the moon.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the second installment of Local Anesthesia. My name is Colin, and I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Sean Coughlin.
Hello, everybody. This is Sean speaking to you.
Hello. Riding the airwaves. And then today, corresponding to our theme of local anesthesia, we have a local coming all the way from UVM on his spring break. We have Mr. Peter Todd Hunter.
Thank you. Give it up. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Big Medford guy.
Yeah, big Medford guy.
So, Peter and I go way back, way back. We attended high school together, both Medford alums. Yep. Go Mustangs. And he's on today because, just like us, he is also a big music head.
Absolutely.
Peter, what are some artists that you've been listening to as of late?
Recently, it's been a lot of Johnny Flynn.
Solid.
That's one of my top ones recently, as well as Alex G has been a go-to recently. I love his album, House of Sugar.
Yeah, nice.
Just phenomenal.
Very good. And you listen to his new album too, right?
Yeah, I love his new album, Cross the Sea, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. Absolutely. Yeah. Runner is a mm-hmm. good one.
Very good songs off of there. So, the last two songs that you listened to were Linger by the Cranberries, and before that it was Hope by Reggie Snow, both of which are Irish artists, so I don't know if you can see a theme today to all you listeners out there.
But happy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. We're getting there. We're getting there. So we got some Irish artists lumped in here, some non-Irish artists. We're doing our usual eclectic mix. So we just got a fun show for you out there, and we hope that you enjoy the set today. So Sean, you want to lead us into the next song there?
Yeah, absolutely. Next song we'll be playing for you guys is The Ocean by Richard Hawley.
Hell yeah. Put that on.
You lead me down to the ocean, so lead me down by the ocean. You know it's been a long time. You always leave me tongue-tied. And all this time is for us. I love you just because. Me down to the ocean. The world is fine by the ocean. You know this time's for real. It helps the heart to heal. You know it breaks the seal of the talisman that haunts. And so you look at me in need. The space that means as much to me. So lead me down to the ocean. Our world is fine by the ocean. You know what way it is in life. It's so hard to live up to. Still dressed in your morning suit, I assume you lead me down to the ocean.
slave charts don't you ever crave to appear on the front of the Daily Mail, dressed in your mother's bridal veil. And so I checked all the registered historical facts, and I was shocked into shame to discover how I'm the 18 pale descendant of some old queen or other. Oh, has the world changed and we've all changed? Oh, has the world changed and we've all changed? Some manual truck who peddled drugs, I swear to God, I swear I never even knew what drugs were. So I broke into the palace with a sponge and a rusty spanner. She said, I know you and you cannot sing. I said, that's nothing, you should hear me play piano. We can go for a walk where it's quiet and dry and talk about precious things. But when you're tied to your mother's apron, no one talks about castration. About precious things,
Hello, everybody. You were just listening to The Queen is Dead by The Smiths. I think that's pretty on theme if we're going for a slightly Irish set list this fine afternoon. So today, our guest Peter has a PSA that he'd like to read to you guys.
Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits, dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, and mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugar, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better than you for you than candy or processed snacks.
Peter, you're so right. Peter, that was genius. Thank you so much for that.
My pleasure.
You know, speaking of fruit, I think that today might be a little bit of a special day, fellas.
Absolutely,
it is a special day. March 14th. You know what that means?
It's 3 days before St. Patrick's Day. If we're going off of our theme, but it's also Pi Day. It's Pi Day. I am an English major. I cannot speak for all those math whizzes out there who like pie and all that nerdy stuff. But let's talk of a different kind of pie, gentlemen. What are your favorite kind of pies?
I really like blueberry pie a la mode.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, delicious.
It really never fails.
That's a great pick.
I like apple pie and also like maybe a pumpkin pie and like other types of pies in the pie kingdom. But, blueberry pie, just very nostalgic for me. Never misses.
Oh, that's a good pick. Peter?
I'm a pumpkin guy all the way.
Pumpkin? Okay, yeah, solid.
I'm not a huge apple pie kind of guy, honestly, but that's I respect it.
I do too.
How about you, Colin?
That's a good question because I asked the question without thinking of my own answer. So I'm really itching my brain right now for an answer.
You strike me as a key lime guy.
Is that well, you strike me so wrong, Peter. I respect key lime pie. I do like it, but I think that I'm going to have to go with pecan pie. Pecan, pecan, however you may pronounce it. It is a delicious pie in any shape or form.
Don't get us started on that topic.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't think that we will then. But,
I know it's pecan, but I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either, I think so. Peter, would you want to do the honors of leading us into the next song right here?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
So the previous song was The Smiths, The Queen is Dead, so...
What's the name here?
Okay,
why don't you go?
Yeah, I'll do it, do it. Sorry to throw you on the
spot. I have it right in front of me.
Go ahead, Sean, lead us in.
We're going to start to play Didn't Want to Have to Do It by The Loving Spoonful. Enjoy.
Didn't want to have to do it. Didn't want to have to break your heart. Didn't want to have to do it. Kept her hoping from the very start, but you kept on a trying, and I knew that you'd end up a crying, and I knew I didn't wanna have to do it at all. Didn't wanna have to do it. Didn't wanna have to be the one to say it. Didn't wanna have to do it. I kept a hoping there'd be something to delay it again. Yeah, but then, no, I didn't wanna have to be the one to say the end. Was the time that I thought a love could fly and never fall. Why should I suppose we were never really meant to be close to each other at all? No, I didn't wanna have to do it. Didn't wanna have to be the one to say it. Didn't wanna have to do it. I kept hoping there'd be something to delay it again.
There's a crusade on the elder brain to defy the laws of tradition. In the crusade!
So, you were just listening to Mashed Potato by the band Witch, and before that you were listening to Defy the Laws of Tradition by Primus.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, jeez.
What's wrong?
That laugh for me. Okay, yeah. So, the last song that you heard was Witch, and Witch is a Zambian rock band that I discovered pretty recently. They got some pretty cool stuff. I recommend listening to their album. It's called Introduction and In the Past. It's very, very cool. So, that being said, I want to turn it over to Peter. You got something to say?
I do have something to say. Okay. It would surprise you that I'm not actually the first of the Todd Hunters of my family to be on the radio.
Wow.
And if you had found yourself in the Bowdoin area in the late 80s, 90s, you would have heard my dad, Rick Todd Hunter, on the Bowdoin radio. So I guess being on the radio runs in the family.
What do you know?
Yeah, it's
in your genes.
It's in my genes, quite literally. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Peter goes to UVM. Now that you've had this experience, have you, you know, thought about joining the UVM radio? Because I'm just saying, you're kind of a natural at it so far, well, from what I can see.
I appreciate that. No, yeah, I mean, definitely makes you think about it, right?
And yeah, for sure.
I don't know what the radio looks like up there, but it certainly is fun to be here today. So
yeah, I'm sure that it's a great radio station
we'll
up there.
I'll check it out when we get up there.
Some UVM heads definitely have to have some good music.
I believe their radio station is a it can't be top 100 in the last like 20 years.
Really?
So it's got to be anything but that. So
yeah, well,
or something like that.
Yeah. So pretty cool stuff.
Very counterculture.
I think that's what they're trying to do.
No, that's cool though.
So shout out to Rick Todd Hunter.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Sean, anything, you know, itching your brain? Anything you want to say to the audience?
Nothing really comes
to mind.
Same
here.
At the moment.
Yeah, yeah, same here.
Right now, I just really want to get into this song. This prolific, this controversial artists. We're getting drained tonight, folks. We're about to play you Blade and Echo 2K, 5-Star Crest, 4 Vatten Rum.
Lovely.
What a setup.
Excellent.
Lead us into it, Sean. Play that.
Here we go.
Do it.
Close my eyes and the sun starts shining. Close my eyes and the sky falls down on me. Little seems so real. And we're missing something.
5-star crest, love and respect. We'll win again, this year's her name. Golden falcons flying in silver, going 3-3 so bad. Her castle sings the EOA, the EOA. Rush completion, Inspirato, heroine. I'm born again, no suffering.
I am everything, fountain aid from the arrowhead. On the iron, rest my hand on the arrowheads. Everything, fountain aid from the arrowhead. On the iron, rest my hand on the arrowheads.
I'm push it, push it. We think we assist, that's why we suffer, do we not? Sweet Patricia, us is the poison, baby. Give it to me raw, this is beautiful. It's beautiful. Death is 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 beautiful. We think we exist, that's why we suffer, do we not? Give it to me raw. Death is beautiful. Death is beautiful. Death is beautiful. Death is beautiful. I'm the pusher. We think we exist, that's why we suffer, do we not? Sweet the treasure, us is the poison, baby. Give it to me raw, death is beautiful.
Yeah. think of people I look up.
Hello, hello, hello. You were just listening to Runner by Alex G. And before that, we were playing Feel Good by Slow Tie off of his new album, which I'm enjoying quite a bit. And this is Sean and my co-host Colin from Local Anesthesia. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Very cool.
I feel like we've had a pretty good show so far.
So far, pretty good. So yeah. Pretty good. We're coming down to the last few minutes, and we said that this was going to be an Irish-themed show. We kind of strayed away from that with a couple of artists that aren't Irish or Irish-related, but overall, I think that it's been a pretty good set. So
this last song will keep the integrity of that original
idea. Yeah.
Tie it all together in a nice
way. Yeah. We don't want to quite spoil it yet. We want to leave it up to you.
We'll leave you with a surprise.
I think they'll enjoy it.
I think so too.
I hope so. It's very local core, very Boston core.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Peter, you recommended that last song that we played because we wanted to kill some time.
Yeah, we did want to kill some time.
So you said that you liked Runner off of that album.
Absolutely.
What else did you like? You said Cross the Sea?
Cross the Sea from that album is also what I recommend. And then his older album has Bad Man, which is one of my favorites, and some other great ones. I think that album is more specific to his audience than the newer album, which is more accessible, as we were saying, to more audiences, but both albums are phenomenal. I would recommend both of them.
Don't burn me at the stake, but I haven't listened to that much Alex G outside of those two albums or three-ish albums because I don't know, Peter, you kind of put me on to him a little with that House of Sugar album. Goes really hard. If you haven't listened to it, highly recommend. It's really good. So boys, what do we say? You want to go into the last song?
I think it's about time.
All right, so the last song that we got queued up for you. Want to take it, Sean?
Here we go.
Enjoy
your night, everybody, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And enjoy your spring break.
Precisely.
All you tough students out there listening.
We'll still be here because guess what? We're local. Guess what? We're local. All right. The next song is The State of Massachusetts by the Dropkick Murphys.
Boom.
Give it to him, Sean. Give it to him.
Woo!
Here we go.
We'll be right back. She was a victim of unspeakable abuses. Her husband was violent, malicious, and distant. Her kids now belong to the state of Massachusetts. Won't you give this thing a try? If you can and you fail, you won't be the only loser. These kids don't stand a chance with you in their future.
For you both, I know the version of me.